Something just happened that's astonishing, even to longtime veterans of Lansing's political wars. The Speaker of the Michigan House publicly turned on a governor of his own party when she finally released her budget, saying she was showboating a proposal that has absolutely no chance of passing. Republicans, who normally have open scorn for Jennifer Granholm, rallied to her pseudo-defense yesterday, challenging the Speaker to put his own plan forward if he doesn't like hers. They were backed up by the Lieutenant Governor, John Cherry, whom Granholm wants to anoint as her successor. Then, after lots of Democratic blood was on the floor, the Republicans denounced key aspects of the governor's budget and said they'd defeat it in the state Senate, which they control. And all this is happening less than 3 weeks before we face a new and possibly long-lasting government shutdown if our lawmakers don't pass a balanced budget by then. What in the name of G-Men and Williams is really going on here? For starters, this. Legislators of both parties have a great deal of contempt for Governor Granholm, not as a person, but as a leader. She is, beyond doubt, the weakest governor Michigan has had since World War II. She has enormous difficulty making and sticking to decisions. She shows no consistent pattern of rewarding friends and punishing foes and appears to have no vision. Her governing style, even after nearly 7 years on the job, is amazingly inept. And as a result, she's lost the confidence of virtually everyone. The way in which she presented her budget is a case in point. The governor's office should have offered an initial budget proposal months ago. Instead, she finally dropped it on everyone Tuesday, apparently without consulting the Speaker. She then said, again without consulting the Speaker, that she wanted the House to start approving her budget the very next day. To say that makes no sense, unless she was trying to insult the Speaker and really the entire legislature. They aren't her staff members or rubber stamps, but independently elected officials. Additionally, she has to have known that her two main proposals for raising new revenue, a tax on entertainment tickets and bottled water, would be flatly rejected by the Republicans. Since they control the state Senate, any budget proposal that doesn't win at least some Republican votes is dead as a boiled mackerel. So basically, she just made people mad. So why did the Republicans jump on House Speaker Andy Dillon rather than on Granholm? Simple. Granholm is politically finished. She leaves office at the end of next year. Her ineptitude, in fact, is the biggest thing the GOP has going for it. Andy Dillon, on the other hand, could be a formidable foe. His plan to consolidate state health benefits has won praise from many Republicans, including John Engler. They worry that Dillon might be about to launch a campaign for governor. So they're much more interested in discrediting him. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking, a budget resolution is nowhere in sight, and we are 500 hours from the state shutting down. If you aren't worried, you aren't paying attention.